For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Over 100,000 people are expected to gather in Memphis this week for the 50th anniversary commemoration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. Some arrived early to honor his legacy. WKNO's Bronte Cook reports.
Downtown Memphis was quiet Sunday morning, but across from the Peabody Hotel, a group of priests discussed their plans for the upcoming commemoration and march at the National Civil Rights Museum on Wednesday. Reverend Christopher Eggleton with the Order of Preachers traveled from Italy. He says that King's fight for peace and equality affects people from all religious backgrounds.
That has instilled in people hope. Buddhist people who hear this message, or Muslim, or whoever, whatever religion or whatever, this truth is basic to all humankind.
Among early arrivals to Memphis was Sylvia Barnett from Milwaukee. Barnett has visited the Lorraine Motel 5 times. This time, she brought her grandchildren.
First reaction, the first time I came, I wept. And every time I come, I still feel a passion within my being of the sadness. He wanted to help America for not just black people, but all people. And he gave his life for that.
For many children, a visit to Memphis reinforces the idea that the fight for civil rights is ongoing. This is true for 7-year-old Malcolm Davis Jr. from King's hometown of Atlanta.
That the man who shot him, he thought if he killed Martin Luther King that he could kill the dream, but the dream still goes through this building.
Today's events include a conference at Mason Temple where King delivered his last speech. For WKNO News, I'm Bronte Cook.
This is Morning Edition on WKNO FM. I'm Christopher Blank.